Yeah, I've been confused between intention and desire as I've been with you. And when you have been speaking about desire, even if I'm not going there, I just say desire for me is it's coming from a craving, from a sense of not even conceptual, but just this energy inside of me just saying, oh, this is what I want. So I know you were talking about something else. You said wholesome desire. So I have just a language where it's not really, it's complicated. I'm sure it's something else. But we'd love to hear more about that. Intention, aspiration, desire.
Yeah, I mean, those are, it's really helpful to parse that out. Because the nature of desire, how we conceive of it usually, and particularly from a Buddhist sense, it's sort of seen like desire is the cause of suffering, therefore it's a bad thing. But, you know, there's a whole spectrum of desire, and we have to learn how, and we can't actually accomplish anything without having desired it. So to be able to formulate and follow through on a skillful desire system is what will bring happiness and well-being or peace. But it's learning how that works, because usually the nature of desire, it pulls us. And until we learn how to, say, to watch, to investigate, to understand, then we'll keep being pulled by it. Does that help?
Yes, I like that. What about intention? Is that similar to desire in that
Intention,
sense?
let's see, from a Buddhist from a Buddhist perspective, say how that word intention is used. I'll relate it to the, say, a Buddhist technical term, jetana, which is the volitional impulse toward anything. So that, 'cause sometimes intention is actually, in the English language, it is a bit murky, a bit unclear, how it's used and defined. So that, but this word intention that is usually translated from jetana, the word jetana, yeah, is that volitional impulse toward that movement of mind towards something. And it can be skillful or unskillful. And it's all, but it's also the basis for all action, whether it's by body, speech, or mind. And this is where also the when the Buddha defines, say, karma, say, karma is volition, or is intention. So that it's because it's we formulate. Say an intention, a volition, the mind moves towards it. We think, we feel, we speak, we act from that, and that's and the word karma is actually the verb to do. So it's and whatever is done has a result. So we've got to pay attention to that.